This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. It took three special sessions for the legislature to resolve the state's fiscal cliff earlier this year. After months of deadlock, state lawmakers finally tacked on 0.45 cents to the 4% sales tax rate in order to stave off a budget deficit. But in light of a budget surplus and the potential for increased revenue, some lawmakers are reconsidering that sales tax rate. Here to discuss why is Alexandria Representative Lance Harris, chairman of the House Republican Caucus.
So, Representative Harris, the state sales tax rate of 4.45% went into effect just 6 months ago, and it's meant to stay in effect for 7 years. Why start reconsidering that sales tax rate now?
Well, I think that part of your responsibilities as a legislature is to look at the future and plan for the future. As we go through the process, we hear some chatter about maybe some bills to do just that, roll back the taxes. But I must say, it would have to be under the right conditions. But when you are running continual surpluses and excesses, as we have seen here recently, common sense tells you, you probably are extracting too much money out of the taxpayer's pocket. And it may be time to look at putting some of that back over the long term, since this tax rolls off the rolls of 2025 anyway, you might could do some incremental changes through the future.
So when the legislature comes back into session in April, you all will be able to take up taxes because it is a fiscal session. As chairman of the House GOP, what is on the table? Do you intend to bring legislation that would roll back the sales tax rate?
Right now, it's too early to tell. I think there will be several bills brought forward in the session. But I get back to the point that we have had excesses in the last 2 years, plus a surplus this year and a projected surplus possibly for next year. So that probably, common sense tells you that you're extracting too much money out of the taxpayer's pocket.
State economists are estimating that this fiscal year's income will be more than expected, and that growth is expected to continue into next fiscal year as well. House leaders of the Republican Party have been skeptical as to whether or not that forecast should be adopted. Why is that?
Well, I think you should be prudent when you're looking at that. Why not err on the side of caution? We've been through these shortfalls year in and year out for the last 7 or 8 years before the last year or two. And a lot of that was because the projections were wrong and the money never did materialize. So that creates a deficit. So be more cautious now, look at it in the future, and let's see where we are. And we can still pick that money up and do it in a supplemental bill at that point in time, like we've done every year before.
If Republican leaders in the House are suggesting that there is too much uncertainty about the state's economy, why is now a good time to even consider rolling back the state's sales tax rate in the midst of that uncertainty?
Well, I think it is a good time that you have to study the issue. That's common sense. You're collecting too much money. No one has said it needs to be taken away immediately. It could be done in incremental steps using triggers that are based on the economy and the collections of the state. But remember, the government is not a for-profit business. It is the government. It derives its income from extracting money out of the taxpayer's pocket. If they end up with too much money, that means that possibly you are extracting too much money out of the taxpayer's pocket, and it needs to be addressed and corrected.
Representative Harris, thanks for your time. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations in Baton Rouge.